Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl with this edition of Monsignor's Musings for Good Friday, April 10th. It's my way of keeping in touch with you, St. Luke, during this period of isolation because of the pandemic crisis. A couple reminders. Today, Good Friday, is the starting day for a couple wonderful devotions to Our Lady and to the Divine Mercy. Remember, the Sunday after Easter is Divine Mercy Sunday. Go to our parish website, www.stluke.org. Lots of resources there, including the links for you to attend Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday services online from our cathedral downtown. But if you go to the link on there marked Holy Week Faith Formation, down toward the bottom, there's an icon for the Marian Morning, 33 Days to Glory, consecration to Our Lady, and then another link to the Divine Mercy Novena. Click on those and participate in those wonderful devotions as we prepare to celebrate the glorious season of Easter and look forward to the month of Mary, the month of May. On Good Friday, today, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has invited us to join them in a moment of prayer, and they're asking us to pray the beautiful Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we'll do that in just a moment. Archbishop Jose Gomez, who's president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop Gomez is the Archbishop of Los Angeles. He says this. Archbishop Gomez wrote, "Good Friday is a day when Christians around the world solemnly commemorate the day when Jesus suffered and died on the cross." The statement that he wrote says, "Catholics traditionally mark the day with fasting, penance, and reflection on Jesus' loving sacrifice. This opportunity to pray together during the coronavirus pandemic offers a special moment of unity for the faithful during a time when communities throughout the United States and worldwide are physically unable to congregate for Holy Week and Easter because of COVID-19. The bishops have also announced, with permission from the Holy See, that a plenary indulgence is available for all those who join in praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart today on Good Friday. Let's do so together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. And your response to the following is the same. Have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Heart of Jesus, substantially united to the Word of God. Heart of Jesus of infinite majesty. Heart of Jesus, sacred temple of God. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven. Heart of Jesus, burning furnace of charity. Heart of Jesus, abode of justice and love. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtues. Heart of Jesus, most worthy of all praise. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts. Heart of Jesus, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Heart of Jesus, in whom dwells the fullness of divinity. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father was well pleased. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills. Heart of Jesus, patient and most merciful. Heart of Jesus, enriching all who invoke you. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults. Heart of Jesus, bruised for our offenses. Heart of Jesus, obedient unto death. Heart of Jesus, pierced with a lance. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation. Heart of Jesus, victim of sins. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you. Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you. Heart of Jesus, delight of all saints. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, look down upon the heart of your dearly beloved Son, and upon the praise and satisfaction he offers you in the name of sinners and for those who seek your mercy. Be appeased, and grant pardon in the name of the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow is Holy Saturday, kind of traditionally a day of silence throughout the world, as Christ, confined to his tomb, prepares to rise gloriously on Easter Sunday morning. As I generally do on Holy Saturday, it's a day of recollection, a day of quiet, a day of prayer and peace. And so tomorrow, Holy Saturday, there will be no Monsignor's musings. But I'll speak to you again on Easter Sunday. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's meditate now on the passion of our Lord Jesus, the suffering which he endured for our sake, but in the hope and the wonder of the providence which so far has never failed us.